We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to Friday. Welcome to a spring Friday. Doesn't it feel like that outside of New York City? Beautiful, beautiful day. Evan and Tiki taking you through your Friday afternoon. There is a lot to discuss. The status of Aaron Judge. We have at least a definitive answer for now on Gerrit Cole, comparing the Met pitching versus the Yankee pitching. And in exactly an hour from now, we celebrate Aaron Rodgers Day with what I think is the audio proof that he really is running for Vice President of the United States of America. But we have a pressing issue going on, Tiki Barber. And that pressing issue is that we may be forced to watch Drew Locke play quarterback a lot next year. And that makes me sick.
Sick? I mean, Drew Locke was challenged when he was in Denver as a backup last year. He only had a little bit of run, a couple of games that he played in.
Mm-hmm. Eagles on Monday night.
Right?
Stop
beat
it.
The Eagles.
Stop it.
Had a big play down the stretch, was clutch when it mattered. He's a big dude. 6'4", whatever the heck he is.
Don't do this.
Strapping. Right. He's a perfect challenger for Daniel Jones.
Okay. If you want to believe, so there's mixed kind of messages out there about the Giants signing of Drew Locke. John Schneider, the GM of the Seahawks, came out and said, look, the reason Drew went to the Giants is they've promised him a competition, an opportunity to earn the starting quarterback job. That has been denied on the Giant front. It's even been denied by Drew Locke. I don't know what to believe, but here's what I do know. And here's the thing that I think you need to admit, Tiki. I think Sean needs to admit. Every Giant fan needs to admit. You do not want to have a football season next year in which we are watching Drew Locke play quarterback. It cannot be an option. Don't tell me how big he is. Don't tell me how young he is. Don't tell me about what he did on a random Monday night. Can we all agree before we find the solution, and I have the solution, that Drew Locke being the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants, unless there's an emergency, should not and cannot happen in 2024.
Yeah.
Sir, do you agree?
I mean, of course I agree with that. I'm just saying the similarities between Drew Locke and Daniel Jones, the size, the arm talent. The only thing that I think Drew lacked is the ability to not throw interceptions. He's thrown a lot of them in very limited times. Last year, in two starts, I think it was. Two starts he started in last year. Touchdown interception ratio, 3-3, which is kind of exactly on par with his career touchdown interception ratio, 28-23. So you know he's going to turn the ball over.
He's also not the athlete of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, of course he's not the athlete that Daniel Jones is. But when I look at what the Giants had to do this offseason when they are populating their quarterback room, one, it's find a guy who can play, because you weren't going to sign Tyrod Taylor back. Just felt like that had run its course, and Tyrod was probably looking for a different type of opportunity. I think he lost trust, to be honest with you, with the New York Giants after not getting his job back for Tommy DeVito. But they needed to find someone who was a veteran, who had had some playing experience, was not just going to come in like a deer in headlights if Daniel Jones isn't ready to play. But they also have to find someone to compete. And I don't know if that's Drew Locke. He feels like just the backup. but it's setting them up in case they don't get what they want in this draft. And it feels like, even though I'm against this, it feels like they're positioning and maneuvering themselves to be a player for one of the quarterbacks that are coming out in this year's draft in April.
What they should do, and sometimes we have these conversations on the air, especially during a long offseason, where I have an opinion or you have an opinion, and as time goes by, you realize, well, that didn't make sense. It didn't work out that way. And the opposite has occurred. Because a few weeks ago, I made a very strong case to the New York Giant fan, to you guys as Giant fans and legends, that the guy that makes perfect sense for your team is Justin Fields. And we had that discussion. And you were more open to it. Well, Sean called me bad names. And as time has gone by, as we sit here today on March 15th, 2 days after the league year has begun, okay, Justin Fields to the New York Giants is the answer. It is. Because Justin Fields, for whatever reason, doesn't have a market, okay? The Atlanta Falcons have solved their quarterback issue with Kirk Cousins. Other teams are plotting on drafting a quarterback at the top of the draft. For whatever reason, Justin Fields has fallen into this place where teams are viewing him as a backup quarterback. Now, when I brought up Justin Fields a few weeks ago, I did it under the idea that you'd probably have to give up a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Well, on March 15th, I was wrong in a good way. You're not going to have to give up a second-round pick. You may be able to get him for a fourth-round pick. And considering his age, considering how dynamic he is, considering what he can be, and then considering you can use your first-round pick for, dare I say, a potential number one wide receiver, tell me what I'm missing. Drew Lock, stop it. J.J. McCarthy, give me a break. The answer at quarterback to fight with Daniel Jones, to compete with Daniel Jones, was the same answer I gave you guys 3 weeks ago, except now it makes even more sense, and that's Justin Fields.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
So when I look at just the offseason, how it's progressed, we know what the Giants' focus was, and it was exactly what I at least said it should be. Focus on strengthening the offensive line, get some defensive help as well, basically build the ass, right? Get some trench help. And they did that. And so it tells you that when they get into the draft, they're going to be looking for to shore up the quarterback position or bring in other skilled position players. And to me, in the absence of knowing exactly what they want to do with Daniel Jones in 2024, this season, you kind of have to bring some depth. You got to bring some options around him. Now, is that a draft pick? I don't know. I mean, if they do, signing Drew Lock tells me that they're thinking about a draft pick. Right, because it's not the obvious answer for the supplement to Daniel Jones. I know they're the exact same age, they're kind of the same height, they feel like the same player visually. Even though I think Daniel Jones is a much better athlete, I think the Giants are positioning themselves to have options when they get to the draft. Because you're right about Justin Fields. That market when going into the combine felt like, oh, somebody's going to give up something for him.
Right.
Because the Chicago Bears clearly have their eyes set on taking a quarterback with the number one overall pick. But it didn't materialize. And so to me, Justin Fields feels like a draft day trade. It feels like, oh, crap, we didn't get who we wanted in the trade, in the draft. Oh, that guy, oh, they jumped above us. All right, let's give up a third or fourth rounder and get Justin Fields and then take another position of need in the draft. Like, he's become the wild card, but to me, he's the draft day wild card. I don't think you have to do that now.
I don't think you
have to think about it now.
Yeah,
I think it's the, oh, crap, we're stuck. That's who Justin Fields is. And by the way, he looked pretty good in some of the games he played last year.
No kidding.
So, and that potential feels untapped. So I'm not anti-Justin Fields. I was anti-first, second-rounder for Justin Fields.
Totally get it.
Third or fourth-rounder for Justin Fields. That's something to play with.
That's why this debate that we had a few weeks ago has changed. It's changed in a way in which the price tag is going to be clearly lower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're telling me the Chicago Bears, and I think they're definitely drafting Caleb. I don't think there's any doubt. I think they're clearly moving on from Justin Fields. They just haven't gotten what they're looking for. If they are still insisting on that premium draft pick, then you got to wait them out.
Yes.
And I understand this may take more time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But if the Chicago Bears have now realized, okay, when not getting what I wanted, the musical chairs at quarterback is starting to be filled. Like, how many teams would acquire Justin Fields to be a starter? And then think about it. You're only giving something up if you're acquiring a starter, or you're giving up more if a guy's going to be a starter. So as the musical chair game starts to end, if the Bears soon realize, all right, you know what? This ain't working. If we can get a fourth round pick, let's get the hell out of here and make this deal happen. Explain to me how that's not the Giants' best case scenario. Because, yes, the Fields contract has a question because you don't pay him a lot this year, and then you're forced to make the Daniel Jones decision a year from now.
Yeah.
Okay, worry about it then.
It's just,
if he's great, you'll take care of him.
I just don't think it makes sense right now. To me, it's the, oh, crap solution. And
why is he oh crap though? Don't you think he's better than that? Don't you think the options I lay out of being able to use your first round pick on something else to, as you say, build that ass and add a quarterback of that talent for the 107th pick in the draft is worth it?
In theory, yes. But then you get into an I don't know if he fits what they're trying to do. I'm talking about offensively, scheme wise. I think Drew Lock does, because it's kind of similar to the offense that they ran in Seattle. Justin Fields it's just different, right? I know they have the run game, they have some of the crossing routes that he likes to throw, those big overs, because he's got such a big arm and his timing was pretty good on some of that stuff last year. But I think he is the oh crap answer, Justin Fields. They clearly want to do something at the top of the draft, and if they do it, then they're set up perfectly. Daniel Jones, if he's healthy, if he's not, if he plays, they can sit him at some point during the season if the season's not going where it is. Drew Lock, your veteran backup. And then you have this project that you're building and hoping becomes your quarterback of the future. That feels like the plan to me. Justin Fields, as interesting as he is, he's the oh crap solution, I think, for the
New
York Giants.
You know why my oh crap solution is actually better, with all due respect? And I think this is going to touch you in an area in which you'll say, oh, that makes sense. Though that came out a little awkwardly. I will not be touching you. You think Daniel Jones is any good?
I do, actually.
You like Daniel Jones, right?
I do.
Okay, my plan is better for Daniel Jones. Because once you use a premium draft pick on a quarterback, whether it's J.J. McCarthy or you name it,
right,
Daniel Jones is done.
He's done. It's over.
You know it. I know it. Okay? Dunzo. When you trade a fourth-round pick for Justin Fields, well, Daniel Jones is likely done. And if Fields comes in and he's healthy and he's dynamic, Jones is done.
Yeah.
What if?
I can't argue with that.
What if?
Right. I can't argue with that.
Daniel Jones is healthy. And what if Daniel Jones plays incredibly well? And what if he beats out Justin Fields in a quarterback job? Well, because of the contract, it would be a sunk cost of a fourth-round pick. I'll admit that. Yeah. But then you can move on and keep Daniel Jones. If you draft a quarterback in the first round, which I'm not opposed to, I just think this is a better option.
Well,
I just think this is a much better option.
You're correct about that. It makes Daniel Jones, it gives him, I think, a cleaner runway to continue to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants.
It's still possible, even if it's unlikely.
Oh, I disagree entirely.
Why?
Because if you trade for Justin Fields, I think the very important thing to note is you only have 1 year to figure out whether you're ultimately going to give him a contract or not. And I think if you're making the move, by the way, I agree, it's less hurtful by whether to trade a fourth or fifth round pick. But we're still talking about an asset where the Giants still have to fill holes, where that's nickel corner in the fourth or fifth round or any of that. If you're doing that for Justin Fields, you're doing it under the impression he's starting this year, because you need to figure out ASAP, because you can't now make two mistakes at quarterback. You can't let him walk and lose Jones.
I don't think Justin Fields is going to not play.
Right.
Right. If he gets beat out, you know, in camp by Daniel Jones, assuming Daniel Jones is healthy, he's not going to not play.
I agree with you.
And but, so that just, it just makes it convoluted.
No, it's not, though, because over the course of 17 weeks, a lot of crazy crap can happen. A lot of crazy crap can happen. I still think it's very unlikely Daniel Jones is a part of the Giants' plans after 2025. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree with that. You look at the contract. You look at the way they can get out of it. Daniel Jones is likely not going to be here in 2025. But when you draft a quarterback in the first round, it's 100% certain he isn't here in 2025. If you make this deal for Justin Fields, which is clearly out there, as unlikely as it is that things fall that way, it's now possible. It is now possible we're sitting here a year from now and you're making a fair argument. Hey, guys, Daniel went out there and because of weird stuff that happened, played the whole year. He looked amazing. He's our guy. Once you draft J.J. McCarthy at six, and I guess that's what they're eyeing, you're married to it.
Yeah.
You're not moving on after a year. And what's happened right now, what's made me more emboldened in my thoughts on this, is that your best argument against me was, dude, I can't give up a second-round pick for that. Now we're talking about a fourth-round pick for a quarterback that could be dynamic, that could be your long-term answer. That's the best-case scenario. And your worst-case scenario, according to Sean, is, well, we could have drafted a nickel corner. Dude!
You're not thinking a nickel corner.
No, risk-reward, bro.
I'm not disagreeing with you on the risk-reward. My only point is I think you eliminate that idea that there's some kind of path. I think if you're trading for Justin Fields, no matter whatever money it is, you're trading for him with the idea of, you know what, this is the guy we need to figure out this year, whether he can be our long-term answer. You don't have time to dilly-dally and worry because, by the way, Fields could leave. You have Jones beats him out. He goes and signs a cheap deal, and he's Geno Smith with the Seahawks taken off, and the Giants now have egg on their face because they made that mistake. If you're committing to making a trade for Justin Fields, no matter what the assets are, to me, you're committing to the idea of I need to see this year specifically before I have to pay him if he's our quarterback.
And it's got
to
work out perfectly.
Yeah.
It can't be, oh, he missed this many games because of whatever, migraines, or Daniel Jones beat him out, and he's not going to play. So he's just dead weight sitting on the roster because we know he's not part of our future. It's got to work out perfectly. I think the risk of making a bad QB decision again, this is the most important. It's a bad QB decision again because in retrospect, not Daniel Jones' fault. It's a health issue. He just wasn't healthy. It makes it a bad deal that they did, and they regret it. I mean, they have to. There's no way you sign a guy to a $160 million deal, and he misses, you know, 80% of the season or 60% of the season last year, and you're like, oh, yeah, it was a great deal for us, and you still have uncertainty about him. It's a bad deal.
No, it's a bad deal.
The last thing you need is another bad QB mistake if Justin Fields doesn't fit the bill.
Another quarterback mistake is drafting somebody and them not being good, which more times than not is the case. Now, I've lost track, Sean, because I want to ask this question very fairly. And, of course, we'll get to your calls, 877-337-6666, and we'll mix in a lot of baseball as the show rolls on. You are anti-Bo Nix, correct?
That's the biggest one.
You are anti-Michael Penix, is that correct?
Not as much as I once was. I'm anti-Michael Penix if the Giants are firmly committed to Evan Neal at right tackle.
You are not
because that's his blind side.
Yes.
I got you.
You're not in love with J.J. McCarthy.
Not in love, but I'm tempted to fall in love.
Tempted to fall in love. You don't love him at six, correct?
Not at all. Feels like you're doing Daniel Jones again.
Thank you. Now I want to get a real honest answer from you. It is likely at this moment on March 15th that the New York Giants are going to use the sixth pick in the draft to select J.J. McCarthy. Your opinion as a diehard Giant fan is, I can fall in love with J.J., I don't love it at six. Is that correct? That's your opinion?
Yes. I also don't believe he'll be there at six.
Okay. Let's say he is, though, for the sake of this question I'm going to ask you. All right, he's there at six. You guys get him. Would you rather do that, or would you rather do the Evan plan, which is you're moving your fourth-round pick for a year of Justin Fields to see what he's got, and now at six, you've got a lot of other options because you're not taking a quarterback. Which one would you feel better about?
Me, personally? I would feel better about your plan, Evan.
Oh, interesting.
However,
interesting. Yeah.
There is a however here.
Of course.
I think it's already obvious on March 15th that the regime of Dable, Shane, Kafka, et cetera, however, Shea Tierney, however long this goes, doesn't like that plan of Justin Fields because they already knew it wasn't going to cost a lot the moment they signed Drew Lock and clouded that room up. So to me,
disagree. I don't think Drew Lock's relevant to this, and I'll tell you why. If you believe he's competing for a starting quarterback job, fine, then it is relevant. But they needed guys in the room.
I get it.
You even made a big case that Joe Shane said they may need to add two quarterbacks.
They need competition.
They do, but...
So then how does Drew Locke block the idea of Justin Fields?
He didn't agree in the first 2 days of the whole tampering and free agency thing. He went for relatively low money, but the idea was they sat there and watched nobody trade for Justin Fields, the Giants did, and still said, you know what? Let's just sign him now. Let's do that. Now, maybe it is not related, but to me, if they really liked Justin Fields, they would have been more aggressive in getting Justin Fields the last couple days, and they were not. So I just want my regime, no matter whatever I think of a guy, stinks, doesn't stink, whatever, I want them to fall in love and be comfortable in coaching a guy. They're not in love with Justin Fields,
okay.
So don't reach for it.
Let me get this straight, Tiki. Tell me if you interpreted this the same way as well. Sean agrees with me. Thinks my idea is better, but since he's reading of the tea leaves is that the Giants are doing something else, he supports the something else? Is that your
opinion? I'm just telling you, if I was the general manager, what my eyes tell me what I love, but deep down as a Giant fan, I want Shane and Dable to love the quarterback that they're going
to
select.
You have to.
And if they love J.J. McCarthy, hell, it wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong on a quarterback if he ends up being good. I would prefer that. Just go with what your instinct tells you you love. Don't just grab something out of panic mode.
We have an update on Gerrit Cole, but does it change your expectations of what he's going to do if he pitches this season? We'll get to that and a lot of baseball later on. But Justin Fields, to me, makes perfect sense. It's falling into the Giants' lap. We'll get your calls on it coming up. Another one of those crazy busy days. It's Aaron Rodgers Appreciation Day. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. We will address that coming up in about 40 minutes or so, including the undeniable audio that he really is running for vice president. Before we get to your calls on why Justin Fields makes the most sense for the New York Giants, Drew Locke said publicly, Daniel Jones is the starter of the team. That's been conveyed to me. His former general manager, John Schneider, who Drew Locke shunned by leaving, said Drew Locke's leaving because he was given an opportunity to play. This sounds like someone who broke up with their girlfriend and fed them lies on the way out.
Right.
Is like, that a fair comparison?
Well, you see, what had happened was is that they said that, you know, I might get a chance. I just don't like you anymore. I'm sorry. I got to go. That's what it's really going on.
I think Locke was probably told he has a chance to start if Daniel Jones isn't ready, or we'll see. Look, Daniel Jones has been hurt.
Yeah.
And I also think on the other end, John Schneider is pissed at the Giants. He's pissed about Mike Kafka that the Giants blocked him and wouldn't let him come in and be the offensive coordinator.
There's no way.
That's what I've heard, Tiki, that they're not happy over there with the Giants.
So they're not happy with the Giants or the GM?
Like, what does that matter?
He's annoyed because he thought...
I see. So he's trying to, like, just cause dissent.
Exactly. You know what? I was told this, but I'll just turn into a bigger... I know they'll eat this up in New York. Let them deal with this. You wouldn't let Mike Kafka come here? Deal with this.
The only dissent it causes is amongst Giant fans. That's all it does. It causes fans to talk about, hey, what are they doing at quarterback?
Well, it has fans saying, oh, I don't want Drew Locke.
Well, because he stinks.
I don't want him to be the starter. I'd rather have Tommy DeVito be the starter.
You're at like a family party or a New Year's party, and like people are annoying you. The conversation's annoying. You get off the couch, you leave a silent fart in the room, and you know it's going to wreck him. That's what John Schneider did. He silent farted the Giants.
I give John Schneider credit. I don't think he's silent farting the Giant fans. I think Drew Locke was put in a tough spot. And I think we all at times in our life have been in this spot in which we break up with somebody. Believe it or not, I've actually broken up with people. I know that may sound like a surprise. And I remember sometimes having to fib.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause do you really want to give the real answer? So I don't know Drew Locke's reasoning for leaving Seattle for New York. It could be something as stupid as, not stupid, but something as crazy as New York pizza. Could have been, hey, dude, I'm just done living in Seattle. It rains too much. It could have been anything. It could have been, I'm seeing a girl. She lives in Pennsylvania. New York's closer than Seattle. Like, there could have been a million reasons for why Drew Locke wanted the Giants over the Seahawks. Maybe it was football. Maybe he likes getting yelled at. And he thinks that's enjoyable. And Brian Daboll will supply that. So he's put in a spot in which John Schneider says, why are you leaving? And instead of giving that awkward, honest answer, he BS'd him.
Well, but hold on.
I respect that.
Let's just be real about this. From a Drew Locke standpoint, if you're Drew Locke and you're looking at my options are, because you know, he was only on a one-year deal, so he's a free agent. So stay in Seattle, where I am definitely going to be the backup to Geno Smith, and I'm not competing for a starting job. I'm just the backup. Or go to New York, where there's quarterback uncertainty because Daniel Jones' health, and I know there's this young kid, Tommy DeVito, but there's really nothing. There's no other solution. Mm-hmm. They haven't traded for Justin Fields, or they're not really in position to take one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the draft this year, because it does seem like, as Sean was alluding to, that it's going to be one, two, three, four quarterbacks at the top of this year's draft. So let me go someplace where I know the coach is good and I might get a chance to play. Right? I think that's really what it came down to for Drew Lock. Because when you start looking, you talk about the musical chairs of running backs. The same things happen with quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of musical chairs with quarterbacks in this league. And the Giants, after everybody else has filled their voids, kind of still are uncertain at QB.
Yeah.
Simply because Daniel Jones isn't healthy.
So no doubt.
Honestly, it just makes sense. It's not even about getting a chance to start. It's if Daniel Jones isn't ready, I could be the starter.
Yeah. Or he just wanted to lie to his former boss. Maybe that was it, too. Patrick is calling from Melville. How you doing, Patrick?
Hey, guys, how you doing? So good. I just want to make kind of 2 points. Evan, I agree with you 100%. Fourth-round pick, this is kind of like a no-brainer if the Giants could get Justin Fields for a fourth-round pick. I don't think there's anything that you're losing there. But my second point is, what are the Jets going to do? I mean, I think this is going to make sense for the Jets because they got no line. The 40-year-old crippled quarterback that you guys have, there's no way he's going to last the season. And I don't think that Tyrod Taylor is the answer because he gets hurt too. So I think actually this would make probably more sense for the Jets than the Giants. But I would be
for who?
To think
Justin
well.
Fields or just in general?
He's saying Justin Fields would make more sense for, okay. for the Jets. Here's the offensive line, in fairness to the Jets, it got better. Morgan Moses is a good player.
They have made two moves to improve their offensive line. Morgan Moses, like you mentioned, a former Jet who was here in 21, and John Simpson. They still need to add a left tackle. I'd love for it to be Tyron Smith. I'd love for it to be Bacteria, as he's now being called.
Why?
But only... Excuse me?
Why?
Why what?
Why is he calling Bacteria? Is your iPhone auto-correcting?
That's it. Yes, T. My iPhone continues to auto-correct whenever I try to write David Bakhtiari, and it comes out as Bacteria.
Got it.
So I've just realized I'm going to start calling him Bacteria. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think that's good. And if you really want your iPhone to work on auto-correcting... Have the Giants draft Michael Penix and tell you what that is.
That's a good point. So the Jets have started to improve their offensive line. That's number one. I have thought long and hard about Justin Fields to the Jets. And since this Giant fan wanted to bring it up, I'll give you a quick explanation on why it doesn't work, despite me liking Justin Fields. Aaron Rodgers, as of now, plans on playing 2, 3, 4 more years.
4 more years.
Just...
4 more years.
Justin Fields is a free agent at the end of the season. Or you could pick up his 50-year option, which is an expensive number. It doesn't make sense if you believe Aaron Rodgers can play 4 more years. But, as I've said on the air before, if we get word from Aaron Rodgers and his campaign that he is out on football and he is done playing, my pivot would be Justin Fields. And then, Giant fans, you missed out on your opportunity. So for when you say, Tiki, hey, there's no rush, there may be a rush.
Right, it's only a rush if Aaron Rodgers just screws up everything.
Correct!
That's the only thing that makes it more... Because he's, I mean, Justin Fields might be the only like viable starting quarterback left, right? Who else is... I mean, there's older guys in free agency.
No, of real viable starting quarterbacks that excite me as a Jet fan, if I had to move on from candidate Rodgers, it'd be Justin Fields. But in the circumstances...
Even though it's going to cost you.
Yes, I do it. In the circumstances of today, as a backup plan, it doesn't work because of the contract.
Yeah.
Billy is calling from Dumont. Good afternoon, Billy.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think you're missing a big factor in the Giants quarterback room here.
What's that?
They're saying that, well, I think Drew Lock will end up being the starter, or at least playing more than Daniel Jones this year.
Why?
You mentioned John Schneider, and he's not telling the truth. I think it's Joe Shane being coy. You brought up Jones' injury history, and you brought up that he won't be there in 2025. Well, if he gets hurt this year, $23 million of his salary is guaranteed in 2025. So how do you put him on the field?
Right, Billy.
You can't put him on the field.
Billy, you're making an interesting point.
It's a great point, actually.
Right, so Drew Lock has a guaranteed one-year $5 million contract. Mm-hmm. Right, every dollar is guaranteed. So he's going to be here, in theory, and I don't think the Giants are just going to eat $5 million because Drew Lock can be a really good backup. And so what he's alluding to, it's kind of the Russell Wilson issue from this year with the Denver Broncos, where after some frustrations from Sean Payton and some ineffectiveness, and dude, you're not really our quarterback of the future, they outright told him, you're not going to play because we can't afford for you to get hurt. There's injury guarantees for you. If you get hurt, we owe you money, and we're going to just we're moving on from you. Daniel Jones has a similar injury guarantee. So at some point in the season, Drew Lock could, because say the Giants are just having a bad year. They say, all right, Daniel, we're not going to hang on to you. We're not playing you anymore. Drew Lock is in line to be that starter. The other thing that we're not thinking about is if the Giants do move on from Daniel Jones next year, Drew Lock could be in position to be the starter in 2025.
Right.
Right? He's only 27 years old.
I don't
want that to be the case.
Right.
I'd rather just... I mean, if they're bad enough in that case, you're likely going to draft one anyways. But even though the next year's draft isn't great for quarterbacks, Drew Lock could be thinking later in the season he could be the starter or even next year.
Yeah, so the whole idea of the Giants wouldn't play Daniel Jones late in the year because the risk of injury would change the complexion of that contract is potentially one of the most fascinating debates we all may have in November, because what happened with Russell Wilson, if it happens here in New York, especially if they're in some kind of contention, would be absolute lunacy.
It would be a lunacy, but it would also create a situation where they better capitalize on it, because it's not going to be able to happen again. The union will go bet.
Well, they should. I mean, based on what happened with Russell Wilson, they should. I do want to appreciate, Keith McPherson. He sent me a news story about Drew Lock's wife.
Okay.
My speculation on, hey, maybe he wanted to come to New York for his wife or his girlfriend.
Yep.
Damn true. Because Natalie, his wife, went on Instagram and was, see you soon, New York. Like, you could tell in that little post, she wanted New York. So maybe the reason was simply, she's like, hon, what are we doing living in Seattle?
Okay.
Enough of this.
Yeah, she's a model.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Influencer.
Oh man.
Natalie Newman.
You guys want to make a comment? Because I wasn't making any comments.
I'd love to. I can't wait till she sees the swamps of New Jersey.
Get out of the rabbit hole, Loogie.
I've already been down it.
Get out it.
I'll just say, a lot better looking than what we get on the ends with Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal.
All right.
And let me just say this, Natalie, lovely name.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you guys got that out of your system. I was merely saying maybe the reason he came to New York is his wife. Let's be honest. If we were free agent professional athletes, okay? These guys are distracted.
You know what? See you Monday. You
put up Joe on ISDN.
Again, thank you, Keith McPherson, for sending me this story.
We got to search for a little while.
All right.
Give me an hour.
Well, you guys search and you need your hour. If we were all, anyone listening, free agent athletes, okay, and the money's pretty much the same no matter where we go, our wife's basically deciding where we're playing. I mean, who's kidding? No. Like, you know, they are. They can have a big say in it. I can't tell my wife we're going to Atlanta. She would never go for it. Not, by the way, I wouldn't want to go for it, but she'd be like, are you freaking kidding me?
Atlanta's cool. Just the traffic stinks.
Everything about Atlanta stinks. The best part of Atlanta is the Jimmy Carter Presidential Museum. That's all you need to know.
And Magic City.
No, and their baseball team's always in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh, thanks. Minneapolis. I try to tell my wife we're going to Minneapolis. No shot.
Yeah, wait.
So I totally understand Natalie Locke saying, hon, if you want to keep this marriage going, we're getting the hell out of Seattle. And so maybe Drew says to John Schneider, look, I don't want to break this down. I don't want to tell you it's my wife. I'm just going to tell you it's all about the future.
I'm not sure she took his last name. Natalie Newman.
Oh, my apologies to Ms. Newman.
I'm out on Justin Fields. If Natalie Locke is here, as far as I'm concerned, he's the next Rich Gannon on the Raiders.
Let's go to Sonny and Malvern. How you been, Sonny?
What up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Teek.
What's up, dude?
Teek, everything good with the rip between you and my man, Barkley?
Oh, yeah. It'll be fine. It will be fine.
Basically, Sonny, I'm going to be honest with you. I know he didn't use Tiki's name by name, but yesterday when Saquon sat there at that press conference and apologized basically for his exit or how it happened and the things he was doing, that to me was basically saying, Tiki, I'm sorry. That's how I took it.
Yeah, we'll talk at some point.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying who's right or wrong, but I love Barkley like every Giant fan. He was class act and he wanted to stay here. That's all I got to say about it. It was the Giants move that, you know, got him out of here. Evan, huge issues with you here. And all due respect, listen, you're a Jet fan. You don't read the Giants like I do or like real Giant fans. That I read everything about the Giants. Number one, they're not going to pick – and listen, I'll guarantee you, I'll put my mortgage up to this. They're not going to pick a quarterback at number six, guys. That's number one. Number two, they're not going to trade and give away a draft pick for Justin Fields, who's not a good quarterback. Number three, Who says that Daniel Jones is not going to be here in 2 years? Say he is healthy this year, Evan. Say their offensive line is built up, which obviously they're doing. Say they get a wide receiver in the draft, which I think they're going to do at number six. And say they have a really good year, and Daniel Jones stays healthy. Why would they get rid of him in 2 years? I know they have an out to do so, but why would they? You can't say 100% sure like you did that they're not, Daniel Jones is not going to be here in 2 years. That's ridiculous.
Now, Sonny, you're right about that. There is a I don't want to say it's a good chance, but there is a chance that Daniel Jones stays healthy and is fantastic. And not only is he good next year, but he's also good for the next couple of years and can be here and be fine. But it's just risky. At some point, when a guy gets hurt as often as he does, and it's not all his fault, you're just injury prone.
Yeah.
Right. Did you see the free agency of quarterbacks this year? If that happens, the Giants will have plenty of choices.
Oh, of course. Of course they will. Of course they will. But they have to plan. They have to make contingency plans, and that's kind of what we're discussing.
They don't. Not with all these free agency quarterbacks now, Tiki. They don't have to make a plan. They don't.
But Sonny, where I think there's a disconnect, and I actually wrote this down. I'm going to save this audio for the day after the draft, because I respect Sonny. He's a good Giant fan. I respect him. He said definitively, March 15th, 2:41 p.m. Eastern time, they will not take a quarterback at six. Definitively. We all, mostly you guys, because I haven't said it as much as you guys have, you guys think, especially you, Sean, they're taking a quarterback at six.
I think Sean thinks they're taking a quarterback maybe at six, or maybe if one falls, or maybe in the second round, more likely in the second round.
Yeah, my opinion is they are going to do everything they can to get a quarterback in the first round.
Sonny is saying there is no chance that they're taking a quarterback at six. I find that very hard to believe.
Well, here's why you do it. Because, I mean, I said this at the end of last season, and it's because it just sounded like Joe Shane was saying this as well. I need another year, meaning not 2024. I need 2024 and 2025.
Okay.
Right? So we're not quite where we need to be. I need two more years to get this thing right. And if you're the Giants or Joe Shane, and you take a quarterback this season, it not only guarantees you 2025, it almost gives you 2026.
Probably does. Not that that's the reason as fans would want them to select a quarterback.
Not, but at some point, you have to unmuddy your quarterback situation.
I agree.
Right? They tried. They thought they had it right with Daniel Jones. It was risky, and it came back to bite them. And so they have to get it right.
Yeah, I think, and this is the real disconnect, if they draft a quarterback at six, if Sonny's wrong about his premonition there, then he's also wrong. Daniel Jones is done. He's 1,000% done. All you got to do is look at football history over the last decade. Once you use a first or second round pick on a quarterback, the guy who's currently your quarterback is inevitably gone, even if his name is Aaron Rodgers. They're done. So if the Giants select a quarterback in the first round or the second round, which I think is the consensus that you guys have, then Daniel Jones, there's no way he's back in 2025.
I think Sonny has a lot of blinders on, and I did for a long time as a Giant fan. He's got to wake up and smell the meatloaf, the big blue meatloaf here. Bottom line is this. Even if Daniel Jones is cooking this year and having a good year, I'm sure the Giants would love that. Ultimately, he could turn around and get hurt the next year and the year after. After this year is their year to get out. And if we all – does anybody expect Daniel Jones the next 8 years to rip off being a franchise quarterback always healthy?
Wait, so what you're saying is, because it's something I said on the air two days ago concerning Luis Severino, and it kind of surprised you guys. I said, hey, no matter what Severino does in 2024, I'm making you guys a proclamation, I walk away.
Yeah.
I would not give him a long-term contract, just knowing the way pitchers are, knowing his history. And you guys are almost surprised. Like, really? If he has a great year, you wouldn't want to re-sign him? I stand by that. Are you saying the same thing about Daniel Jones? No matter what he does, you're not falling back in love.
He's already. Well, I think that's a hard question, because if he's great next year, whatever definition.
Oh, you're definitely
great,
falling back in love, by the way.
100%. Because he's already under contract.
Yeah.
And at $40 million a year, when by next year, the top is going to be 60. He says he makes 60 something million dollars in a couple years.
I know you're falling back in love. Tubby over there, I'm very skeptical about.
No, because
he has to have the season. Like, not just going to happen because, I like this kid.
No.
He's got to have, a really good season. Otherwise, it's, all right, I'm ready to be done.
If it's Christmas and it's clear that the two best quarterbacks in football are Daniel Jones and Patrick Mahomes, I have the right to reserve change. But if he's just good and they're steady.
No, excuse me, you do not. And I'll tell you why. No, you don't, because of what you just said. What you just said was injuries. Do you think he'll be healthy for the next 8 years?
I don't.
So even if he is Patrick Mahomes this season, what changes the injury question that you just laid out?
What I'm getting at is I believe we're going to get to the end of the year and the Giants are going to pull back on Daniel Jones, even if they're semi in the hunt.
That is going to be a tough pill to swallow.
I believe that they will ultimately do the Russell Wilson in Denver. And I believe that that is probably something Drew Lock has been told, because the Giants can't do this after next year. The injury guarantee, the same deal that Russell Wilson had in his contract, is so important that I think the Giants just know. And by the way, it's not an ACL. We're talking about two neck injuries in 3 years.
I understand. There's two different things you're mixing together. One, what the Giants could potentially do because of Daniel Jones' contract, which to me is almost a crime. It's one thing, as you experienced, to bench Kurt Warner because you've got this young guy that you want to see. It's another thing to literally bench a guy because of his contract and the concern that he could get hurt and make it more guaranteed than it currently is. That's different. What I'm saying to you is you just said, I won't be fooled again about Daniel Jones. You said it. Just like I said, I won't be fooled by Severino, despite me thinking he's going to have a great year. I won't be fooled. I will not be on this radio station November 5th saying you got to re-sign Severino, $150 million.
Yeah, but I think it's easier with Severino because if he has a fantastic year, it's not a one-year deal. He's free, right?
Right. The difference is you already have Jones.
And someone's going to probably overpay for Sevy.
Right.
Like, we don't have to overpay for Daniel
You're
Jones.
Overpaying by keeping him.
That's true.
You can think about it that way, especially if he has more if he has injuries.
If he has injuries.
Not if
you're right. I'm saying health. Really good season, mirror of 2022. I want Daniel Jones to be our quarterback.
I like Daniel Jones. My biggest issue with him has been health. Even if he was healthy this year, next year, we'd all be worried about, guess what? His health.
Right, which is why I think it's different than Severino. You're worried about his talent. I'm worried about Jones' health.
Let's go to Mark in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're good.
Good.
So I definitely agree with Evan. I think it's a layup for the Giants to grab Fields here. McCarthy at six would be terrible. I mean, the guy's not in an offense that passes the ball downfield, which reduces Hyatt's value tremendously. So that can't be the pick, right?
Yeah.
And
he does have a good arm. In JJ's defense, he has a pretty spectacular arm. Now, throwing correctly, that's a different story, but he can throw into tight windows and can throw it downfield. So it's just, I don't love him yet.
I would rather have Fields, which you know what you're getting with the guy, right? And I think with the right coaching and with talent in front of him, right, he's going to be a much better quarterback. I think Jones and Fields suffer from the same thing. Lack of talent in front of him for their entire career.
Lack of talent, staying healthy. I think Justin Fields and Daniel Jones are actually very similar. I think there's a lot of similarities that's between the two players.
And by the way, Justin Fields, I don't say he had a career year, but he had one of his best years.
Yeah.
And it was because he had DJ Moore.
Yes.
Right? He had some good talent around him.
And guess what? If you trade for Justin Fields and give up a fourth round pick, guess what you're giving him? You're going to give him a top six pick who's a wide receiver. You know it. I know it. We know it. Think about the roster of this football team. If you're able to use your top premium picks to build that ass or get a number one receiver, and here comes Justin Fields, your quarterback, it makes a lot of sense. We'll get to more of your calls on this, 877-337-6666. But whether you want to admit it or not, today is a very special day in the history of the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers Day, and we celebrate him with, to me, undeniable audio from the man himself that Aaron Rodgers is running for vice president. We found it. We're going to hear it. He's running for VP, and we're all going to hear it together coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.